have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question, do you believe that you as an individual can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch, and you're like, wow, I still want to listen to the show as it's happening, you can podcast and yet listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And then when you get home, you can watch it again. But you can be listening on your phone at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So it's Wednesday, and the last hour on Wednesdays is manhood hour, has always been and will always be manhood hour. And originally I was trying to do Black Friday, but I can't because Fridays, open line Friday, get it off your chest Fridays, express yourself Friday. And so since the message that we bring every day is for all people, the message of being free, being an individual, thinking for yourself and doing for yourself, and that there's no such thing as problems. There are no such thing as problems. There are no such thing as racism and all these isms, and that the world, which are human beings in the world, they're lying to you in order to control you, keep you angry and blind. And we want to, you know, all who has ears to hear, we want them to hear it. And so, and it's for all. It doesn't matter, male or female, wherever you live in the world, whatever color you are. And so, you know, I was thinking, I want to reach out to the blacks. And not all blacks think this, but most blacks think that the message is against them and not for them. But it's for all. I remember when you read the word, Jesus Christ came for the Jews. And then he realized that the Gentiles were lost too, and that they wanted the message, they wanted help. So he ushered in the Gentiles. And the message is for all who will receive. Salvation is for all who will receive. And so I'm thinking, for those black people who want it, I want them to hear the message. And a lot of blacks think that we are against them, but we're not. We love the blacks. And so I thought, when can we do black? And we take all calls, no matter what color you are. But so we've decided that Wednesday, the first 2 hours on Wednesday, because there was nothing there, we have decided to make Wednesday, the first 2 hours of Wednesdays, Black Excellence. That was then. I remember those days, and this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, come.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Black excellence. And it's really time for black Americans to wake up and take back control of their own lives in the way they were prior to the civil rights movement, all that mess. The civil rights movement, other than abortion, was the worst thing that ever happened to the black. They lost their way, and most of them, some are finding their way back, black men and women. I talk to them all the time. Not all the time, but a lot. But we want to wake up and let them know that you really, as adults, you can really be in charge of your own life. You don't need someone to tell you how to vote, how to think. You don't need the government to take care of you. And white people are not trying to hold you back. No one is. It's in you, and you're your own worst enemy. You are your own problems. And so, for now, Black Excellence, the first 2 hours, Wednesdays. So yesterday they had the election thing. And Mondami won. He's now the mayor of New York, they say. It's been said. He's the mayor of New York, a socialist and a Muslim. I believe he is a Muslim. And can you believe that happened in the United States of America? You're putting your enemy in charge of your country. And Muslims, the Allah of our religion is about conquering all other religions, really. And they're desperate, and by whatever means necessary, they'll do it. And in a Christian nation, they're giving up their country all the way over to the enemies of Christianity. They believe that Christians and Jews are infidels and worthy of death. And you vote in a Muslim as city mayor. And then Virginia, another liberal over there, and also Philadelphia somewhere, Pennsylvania. But in California, Proposition 50 won. They went yes for that. And I noticed that yesterday's turnout there were long lines of people to vote, and I hadn't seen that in a while. And I thought about, we did a report where it's being reported that over 40 million people are relying on the government in one form or another for food stamps and pay their rent, everything free, cell phones and everything. And so I wondered what percentage of the people, the voters, that rely on the government in one form or another are Democrats, and what percentage are not Democrat? I wonder that. I don't know what that is. But what I also realize is that, you know how the Democrats shut down the government? And all they've been doing is blaming Donald Trump for everything. They just blame. They bring up Doge. They bring up where the government that Donald Trump cut back on things. And they shut down the government. And as a result of shutting down the government, a lot of lazy people are afraid that they won't get their food stamps. They won't get their free handouts from the government, even though they're not free. We're paying for it. But they're afraid that they won't get their free handouts from the government, because I believe as of last Friday or this past Monday was the last day they can get a free check and money add to their little debit card or whatever you call it. And so the Democrats are desperately trying to get back power. They want to get back in. And the only way they can get back in, if they do get back in control again, is they got to let the Democratic voters suffer and be afraid that they're not going to get free money and stuff again, that the Democrats would get out and vote them back in because they want their free stuff. They don't want to go to work. What the? And so the Democrats are cleverly working this in order to put fear in their voters, to stop their free money flow, and get them to vote again. It's about that. I didn't realize that until yesterday. I'm like, wow, this is what the Democrats are doing. They blame Trump, and they know that the lazy people who are relying on the government, they go to blame Trump too, and not see that the Democrats are the ones shutting down the government and won't reopen because they want to put the fear in the lazy people that they're not going to get free health care, free money, and free everything. And unfortunately, in America today, there are a lot of lazy people now. A lot of them now. And I never imagined that it could be that way. But it is. So I went and voted yesterday, and I voted no on 50. And I noticed that they don't even ask you for ID or anything. As a matter of fact, someone told me that they showed the ID when they walked into the poll to vote. And the lady said to them, "You don't have to show ID. This is a no ID state. I just wanted to be known that I didn't ask for ID. You don't have to show your ID." Isn't that amazing? She made it known that she didn't ask for an ID to vote. This is a state where you don't have to show ID. Amazing, huh? My country is gone. And they have in California especially, but not only, a lot of illegal aliens who have driver's license, who have ID from the government, and they can vote, and they're not even citizens. As a matter of fact, when you go to renew your license or get a license in California, they automatically register you to vote. So now, even if you're illegal aliens, you can still vote. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. My country's gone. Can you believe that New York elected a radical, far-left, socialist, communist male for its mayor of the city? He promised free stuff. He promised them, I'm going to give you free food, free travel, free everything. And they went for it. Fox News is reporting, New York elected 34-year-old Democrat socialist Mamdani, Zoran Mamdani, on Tuesday night. Watching from Fox News.
After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim.
We applaud him.
I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
That's sad. Really. That is happening in America. And they applaud. I wonder how many of those people who are applauding and yelling and screaming and happy about this, how many of them have degrees? And they voted for a socialist, a Muslim, who is against their own religion, Christianity. Here's a graphic showing the New York City mayor election results from the Guardians.
You can see here, it reads New York City mayor election results. And it reads, for Zoran Mamdani, the winner, about over a million votes, 50%. For Andrew Cuomo, it says 41.6% of the vote went to him. And they categorize that as independent. And then you got this little, at the bottom there's Curtis Sliwa, who got 7% of the vote.
Amazing. In New York City, my country is gone. Did you ever imagine? I thought it was bad enough when they had Ilhan Omar and that other female from wherever she came from, Talit Shashi, whatever her name is, from Palestine. I believe she's from Palestine. Rashid Talit from Palestine in our government. And it's clear that these people are not for America, but they're in American government, running American government. Talking about handing your life over to evil, it's going too far, folks. If you doubt it, look at the UK. Look at what's happening in white countries around us. These people are taking over, and it's totally disaster for the citizens of those countries. And you're doing it in the United States of America. You will live to regret it. It's mind-blowing to me. And one of the problems, not the only, but one of the problems that you've allowed women to vote, and they're voting in all the wrong things. Government program, babysitting program, free condom program, drug programs, because women are not logical people until they overcome evil. and you've allowed them to vote, and look what's happening. You put them in leadership, look what's happening. Amazing. It's going to get worse. It is being set up to get worse. It's not being set up to get better. It's been set up to get worse. And it will. And it is getting worse. I recommend, do what you want, of course, that it's not going to get better, but you could be fine if you overcome. If you overcome the fallen state. And then you're living in hell, but you'll overcome hell, so you won't be a part of it as you live, or while you live. Fox News is reporting that California voters have passed a ballot initiative that will have a huge impact on next year's battle for the U.S. House majority. Watch this from ABC News.
This is the new map of House districts that will be in place for next year. As you can see, Democrats think they will get 5 additional seats. The Republicans will go their delegation potentially from 9 down to as few as 4. As basically they draw up, they carve up the state in a way that spreads the Republicans very thin, just off of the coast entirely. That is a remarkable change for California, which has traditionally had some of the closest and most competitive races, particularly since they changed the whole system of redistricting, giving it to a nonpartisan commission. Voters are saying, actually, we'll take it back. We're going to go with Governor Newsom on this, and we're going to take it back for the rest of this decade. The reason why? Look at what's happening across the country, Lindsay. States including Texas, Missouri, Ohio, North Carolina have already carved up their new districts. That's going to give Republicans potentially as many as 8 additional districts. And Mary Bruce, who's with us in the studio right now, even with that win in California, that only takes 5 off the board. It still advantages Republicans, but this is a big step and might be the most consequential thing that happens tonight for the midterms in 2028.
Amazing. Can you imagine? Look what the Democratic representatives have done to California. They took a beautiful state and turned it into trash. High taxes, businesses had to leave, homelessness everywhere, crime everywhere, people's homes burned down, and they yet haven't been able to rebuild because of the Democrats. And the people vote back in the Democrats. They want the Democrats back. Newsom is the worst thing that ever, of all the governor put together. Gavin Newsom is the worst, but he can go on TV and convince you that you want more Democrats represented. What is wrong with that? Free stuff. Think about that. They defunded the police. They allow Black Lives Matter, radical group, to destroy businesses and things like that. And they re-voted in the same government. Because the voters don't have to get up and go to work. They don't have to pay taxes on houses and things because they get everything free. And they want more of it, so they vote in more Democrats. They want more free stuff. Never mind this crime and stuff like that. Human beings are lost. And they're so emotional, you can convince them that right is wrong and wrong is right. And that's why they push emotions. That's why they push anger and resentment. And they keep you afraid so they can control you. Just like evil keeps you afraid and it controls you from within. Evil people are controlling you from without. As bad as the Democrats have done this state, the people still want more Democrats. And despite passing Proposition 50, which stripped power from California Nonpartisan Commission, 92% of the California voters says district lines should be drawn by nonpartisan commissions. That doesn't even make sense to me. Watch this from Fox.
The yes vote in particular with Prop 50, the reason voters said they voted yes on Prop 50, 82% of the case, 8 out of 10 voters say it was to counter the GOP changes, not because they saw it was the best way to draw those district lines. Now, if you go back and look at those who said no to the vote, they said their reasoning to do so is that they saw this as not the best way to draw those district lines, while only 34% said it was to stop the Democrats from adding seats in Congress. A couple other things we're taking away from what voters said there in California. We asked the voters and how they would actually like to see these lines drawn. The irony of this, Trace, is that 9 out of 10 voters, even more so, said they'd like to see this done by a nonpartisan commission, not the party in power. Well, that was preempted with the outcome of this vote.
Amazing. These people don't even know what they're voting for. They just hear the Democrats blaming Trump. It's all about stopping Trump. It's all about anti-Trump. And Gavin Newsom made that clear, as well as that that female so-called mayor of L.A., the little black female lady. They make it clear they're going to stop Trump. And it's all about that. And that's all the voters, the Democratic voters are hearing, anti-Trump. And they don't even, they have no clue what's going on. They don't know what they're voting for. It's amazing, huh? They don't know. They just hear, and that's what the Democrats want. They want you angry and afraid. And now they want you to fight the enemy that they have so they can get back in power. It's not that they care about the people at all. They control the people by giving them free stuff, keeping them mad. Overcome anger, folks, so you can see what's going on. When you're angry, you're overreacting. You don't see what's happening. You're living in an illusion. This is from to show you the desperation of these people to maintain free stuff. This is from Google AI, a segment on the Will Cain Show on the Fox News featured a discussion about content on TikTok where users reportedly acknowledged instant of people abusing Snap. That's a free government program. Watch this.
This program is keeping a lot of people unmarried, uneducated, don't want to, you know, do anything that will hinder their opportunity, their chance to lose their benefits.
Only in America do we have people that have $1,200 iPhones checking to see if their SNAP benefits hit.
Anyone who's on welfare, not for a disability, but because they can't provide for themselves, should not have the ability to vote in our society.
I don't have kids. But there's no way that I have kids and I'm waiting on somebody else to feed them.
It does raise interesting questions about in a nation that is battling obesity, whether or not 12% of Americans should be on food welfare and what kind of incentives we're actually creating out there in America.
Amazing, huh? 888-77 and SNAP, for those who don't know, is a supplementary nutrition assistance program benefits. Free stuff, free money. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing. I didn't realize I was on stream without moving my chair and doing all that during the break. That's abnormal. Amazing. Anyway, tomorrow night, Thursday night, first Thursday of the month, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, men's forum at 7 p.m. Every first Thursday night of the month for men only, every third Thursday night of the month for ladies only. The Hate Creep Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. TheHateReport.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hate Creep Report, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. So much energy, he forget to turn the film off. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then at 2 o'clock Pacific time, a brand new live episode of Puncha TV. Puncha.TV, Puncha TV at 2 p.m. today, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. All right? Amazing. A lot of stuff going on. So, before I get to your calls, it is Black Excellent Wednesday. And I want to give you an example of Black Excellence from X, where this black female is crying because she had to go to work, and especially since they cut off her food stamp. Watch this.
My life is falling apart, and I have to get up and go to work. The world is falling apart, but I have to go to work, right? I'm a black woman in America, scared for my life, but I have to get up and go to work.
That's right. She's a black woman scared for her life. Now, I don't know if that's acting. They do this kind of stuff on TikTok to get whatever. Or is she serious about that? Nowadays, you just don't know. Because people pull all kind of stunts on the YouTube thing there for clicks or some whatever they call them. So I don't know if that action, but it's quite possible that being a black female, she got to go to work. Black Excellence. Let me go to Mississippi and talk to Ania out of Mississippi. Ania, you are on the air.
Hi, Uncle Jesse. Nice to hear from you today.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And just living life.
Right on.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you a question. Of course. I just got a new job a few weeks ago. And I wanted to talk to you about it and what's going on inside of it and how to deal with it.
Okay.
It seems like because I'm new, I tend to get like I can't curse, so the blank end of the stick, so to speak, if you know what I mean. I get moved around a lot. It seems to places where nobody, you know, to doing things nobody wants to do, or the places that like are the worst. And then because there's a lot of work in these areas, it doesn't seem possible for me to finish at the end of the day. And then I get looked at sideways. So I just want to know from you, how should I deal with that?
When you say you get looked at sideways,
like,
what do you mean by that?
Like, because I couldn't finish it, my supervisor, he looks at me as if I did something wrong.
Does he say that?
No, but you can see it on somebody's, you know, you can see it like an expression on someone's face.
But that may not be what he think. He may not be thinking what you're thinking.
That's possible. It's possible. I'm not entirely sure. I guess that's why I'm talking to you about it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to.
And also, normally, it's not abnormal that if you're the newest person on the job, you are going to get the worst part of the work, what you call the worst part. But you should be grateful and just do your best with a good attitude and be grateful that you have a job. And you are new, and yes, you may or may not get the worst work or the most work. Be grateful, and then that gratefulness will shine, and your boss will see that. You know what? She's hardworking. She's not complaining. She's doing what she's doing, and that can lead to something else that's even better.
Okay, so you said just have a good attitude and just deal with it.
Yeah, just deal with it. Go and do your best. If you don't finish up, you finish up the next time. But have a good attitude about it. Don't be angry.
But can I just point something out? And yeah. Maybe I'm in my head about this too.
Yes.
But there are other. I'm black. If you didn't know,
she's
I'm
black.
So there's other black women there who I work with. Most of them are black. And I can hear them talking. Like when they see me getting like the worst part of something, I could hear them talking like, "I never do that. You can never get me to do that." You know what I mean? But I know it's not right to like have the attitude and to, you know, talk out and, you know, talk back, so to speak, to the supervisor about those issues. But it does seem like when they do those things, they tend to get results and like, I guess, more respect, so to speak, versus someone who's quiet like me, who's new, who just does it. You know what I mean?
But those type of people, you don't want working for your company. Those people who are complaining like that and what you're saying and saying those things, if true, saying those things out like that, those are horrible people to have in a company. And that is an average, that is the attitude of the average black person. And that's why you don't want blacks to work for you, because you got to deal with all that. You don't want the same attitude they have. I recommend you live your life and don't pay attention. Don't even think about what others are thinking about your life. Let them say what they want. And don't you think about that. You just work on you and live your life. Black people have the worst attitude. That's why no one want to hire them.
That's true. But where I work, we're a bit understaffed. So I guess they'll just take anybody who's willing, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like with black people, from what I've seen, like they'll work, but they'll only do so much. Because certain things you just couldn't get them to do. They just feel like you're disrespecting them at that point. Like they get offended if you ask them to do certain jobs.
Right.
And they'll show it. They'll start to, you know, curse you out or fight back or like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, it'd be a cold day in hell before I do that. Like that's the kind of attitude they have. But
don't let like that rub off on you. That's evil. And again, that's why nobody want to hire black people, because they got to deal with all that mess. They got to deal with being called racist. They got to deal with bad attitude. and not showing up or showing up late. Nobody wants that in their companies. And you don't want to pick up that attitude.
No, I don't want that attitude. But what I'm pointing out, that if you know someone is going to give you an attitude about something, like from what I've seen of people, it seems like the higher ups, the management, is less likely to like mess with them. But if you're quiet and you listen, they'll poke at you instead. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like.
The manager of your company that you work for, are they black too?
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you go work at a black company?
Oh, I didn't know it was black, Uncle Jeff. Well, it's owned by a white guy. It's like the president is white, but like the supervisor and the ship manager, they're black.
Oh.
They're black men, yeah. But it's not. It wasn't founded by a black person.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Again, I would take my eyes off those people and let those people live the way they want to live. And you work on you to overcome this, and you live the way you want to live. You want to do it the right way. You want to have the right attitude. That's going to get you far in life. You're going to inspire, and especially the company owned by a white person, so as you said, they're going to finally see a black person come in with a good attitude. That's going to be shocking to them because the world is not accustomed to blacks nowadays having the right attitude about anything, and especially about work.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is there any point of time where I should speak up concerning about getting the blank end of a stick? Should I ever speak up about that, or should I just, like you said, accept it and deal with a good attitude?
Well, make sure you have a good attitude first, and then you can talk to the owner in private. Don't do it in front of those other black people because they're going to love that. You're just going to feed into their evil attitude and personality. But if when time go by a little bit, and because these black people that are managers and stuff, they may, and I don't know, I'm not there to see it, but they may be putting the work on you because they know you'll do it, and they can't get the other blacks to do it.
That's exactly what's happening.
How long you been there?
It's a few weeks. I just started.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't go in complaining and acting like them. As long as your life is not in danger, you're not risking getting hurt in any way. Have a good attitude and take your eyes off those people, because if you listen to them, eventually you're going to form the same nasty attitude that they have. The devil going to tell you, yeah, look, they're working you hard. These people don't want to do it. They won't do it. And so they're working you hard and taking advantage of you. And you will develop the same attitude they have because you'll become angry.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I mean, that's exactly what the devil be talking to me about every time. Oh, look, they ain't doing nothing. And they got you over here doing it all over here.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what he be telling me.
Yeah. That's the same evil that got them doing what they're doing. It's trying to get you in that same position because that's not God talking to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. So evil want to make you mad so you can start complaining and get the same nasty attitude that the rest of the black people have.
Well, I definitely don't want that.
Well, don't listen to those thoughts. Those thoughts are not you, or they're not your friend.
Okay.
They're telling you to look at them. They laughing at you. They're giving you all this work. Those people saying they won't do it. Why are you doing it? You're black. They're doing it to you because you're black. They're doing you new. Don't pay any attention to that.
Okay. Thank you. You hit it right on the head, Uncle Jensen, because that's what I hear when I go to work. I hear it all the time. And he's so relentless about it in my head.
Yes. All thoughts. In spite of what the thoughts are telling you, you do the right thing anyway, meaning you have a good attitude.
Okay.
And then you will overcome those thoughts and you'll be free.
All right. Well, I guess it's worth a try. I mean, I'm definitely not the one to have an attitude. I've never been that type of black girl.
So well, don't fall for it.
I don't want to reinforce stereotypes. Yeah.
Yeah. You're around a lot, sound like a lot of negative, evil people. Don't let that rub off on you.
I won't.
Are you still doing the silent prayer?
Every morning and every night.
Okay, then. Watch those thoughts while you're working. Watch them what they tell you about the work. Watch them what they tell you about these other people who are refusing to do the work. And don't fall for it, though. Just see the thoughts. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you, and you'll be fine. I promise you that.
Okay. And can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
About my sleep. They say you're supposed to get 7 to 8, maybe even 9 hours of sleep every day just to be, I guess, considered having a healthy sleep pattern. But for some reason, I can't sleep past 4 or 5 hours. It tends to wake me up. My body tends to wake me up after that time. And I don't feel tired when I wake up, really. I don't feel restless, but it seems like I'm still missing out on going to sleep. Do you have any advice about that, on how to sleep longer?
I do. Don't make sleep that important. That's a setup. That the world set you up to fail in life. It doesn't set you up to be successful in whole life. So don't let sleep be that important. If you get however many hours and you want to get up, get up. If you don't, you sleep. But don't make it a big deal at all.
Okay. Don't make it a big deal.
No. Don't make sleep a big deal. And then you'll get the amount of sleep you need. And don't let it be based on what the so-called experts say, how many hours a night you need. Don't pay attention to that. You'll be sleeping all day.
That's what I think I should be doing, but maybe not. Because like I said, I wake up after like 5 hours and I feel fine. So I don't know.
Live your life. Don't base it on what somebody else said. If you only need 5 hours, 5 hours are fine. Get up and go your way. The body will work for you. You don't have to worry about how many hours you need. As long as you're not, all you have to do is work on overcoming the thoughts and emotions so you don't be stressed out, you don't worry, and all that mess. Because if you have perfect peace inside, you're going to get the amount of rest and everything that you need naturally. You'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I really do appreciate your help, Uncle Jesse. You're very wise and funny, and I really do thank God that he created you because he definitely has a sense of humor.
Amazing. What the? But you staying present and watch those thoughts when they're telling you all this stuff and know that that's your enemy. That's not your friend. Those thoughts are not from you. They're not from God. And you want to overcome them by being aware of them. Don't call them you, and don't do what they suggest at all. Shock the devil by resisting those thoughts, not going along with them. And then they'll be taken away from you.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. Thank you.
Okay, so watch those thoughts at work. Don't let everybody, all those other black people say and act the way they want to act. You go there, you promise a man that if he hired you, you would do X amount of hours, you would do an X amount of job for X amount of money. You keep your word, he'll keep his word, and one thing will lead to another.
Okay. I can do that. Thank you.
All right. I wish you well.
You too, Uncle Jesse. Have a good day.
You too. 888-7753-773. Super Chat.
Over on Kick, I had missed this one from CLC. On November 3rd, 1957, dog orbits Earth, a Moscow stray named Laika, launched into space aboard the Soviet spacecraft Sputnik 2. It went into orbit, and no reentry plans existed, so Laika died during the experiment. Terrible.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but thank you.
Way back in 1957.
Oh, yeah, the Russians took a dog to space.
Yeah, they sent a dog up into space.
Who let the dogs out? What the? Thank you.
I think it died of hypothermia. in heat, bought a coffee. Shout out to the Bible Thumpers. Hashtag, whatever is observed long enough will eventually take ownership of the over the observer. Armor up with the sword of truth. Evil dwells in mankind, but we have been given authority to cast out evil with the spoken truth. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Revelation 12:11.
Thank you. Shout out. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And he, with another coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Keep thumping on the devil head, dizzy spiral eyes emoji, with the spoken word of truth. And you won't need to observe evil inside yourself anymore. Hashtag stand up, celebration hands with tan hands.
Thank you. Amazing.
CLC got a Bible Thumper question. Is there such a thing as a baby Christian, an adult who is ignorant as a new Christian? He asks.
What's that?
Is there such a thing as a baby Christian?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, well, you weren't raised in Christianese. Because I heard about baby Christians all the time as a kid.
What does baby Christian mean?
Somebody who just became a Christian.
Oh.
And hasn't grown yet.
I have no idea. Is it so? There is such a thing?
Yeah, I think so. I never really questioned it.
I don't even know how that's possible.
All right, nice.
He made it possible. I don't know how that's possible. I don't even know what that means. But thank you. Apparently, you do, right?
Had you heard of a baby Christian?
Maybe I have, but I don't remember hearing it. I won't say I have it. I don't know.
Truth for Jesus. What's wrong with the blacks committing cultural appropriation each time they start their Cadillacs? The white invented the automobiles. So every time you start your car, thank a white man. Thanks, Hank, the man with the good hair.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Truth for Jesus. Cloud Bob's biblical answer.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
With a renewed nature, yes, I can as an individual live a life without ever judging myself and others again. Angel halo emoji. Says Cloud Pops.
Thank you, and I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
And Anthony with a loaded up barbell dumbbell, barbell dumbbell sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
Much needed.
Yeah.
Curly, what is the merit of the sons of God versus the demerit of the children of the lie on Cash App?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't understand the question, but thank you.
Same. Thank you, Curly.
Yeah, thank you, Curly.
Greenwald says Nick Fuentes told Tucker that his best friend and assistant was Jewish. Isn't that nice? Maybe he meant Jesus? Best friend and assistant?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Thank you, though. Amazing.
I remember
take
hearing
a break.
That. We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
Amazing. Y'all. Thank you. When I come back, straight to the calls and your super chats, more your super chat calls and all that hate news right now, not the fake news. I'll be back. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
a whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence, 2 hours of Black Excellence every Wednesday before Manhood Hour in the third hour. And speaking of men, guys, it's Wednesday, the November 5th, AD 2025, and that means the first Thursday of the month will be the 6th of November, AD 2025, and the first Thursday is Men's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events, fellas, for the guys only, for men only, rebuildingtheman.com/events, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, tomorrow night, the Men's Forum, exciting. And also today, which is Wednesday, Punchy TV, very nice. Punchy TV is live on Wednesdays every, 2 p.m.-ish. All right, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Very nice. Join us. Punchy TV on YouTube. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports it's a bittersweet moment in Washington, D.C., I presume, the swamp. Democrats celebrated historic election victories. The government shutdown, though, is stretching into its 36th day. Now the longest shutdown in U.S. history. Abased. Trump setting records everywhere. Nice. Or Democrats setting records with their hatred of our greatest president. What a shame. They secured significant wins against the Republicans in key races across the United States yesterday, Tuesday. A major theme among Democrat candidates countering our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's America First agenda. So they're America hate. With a campaign centered on so-called protecting democracy, which is to say the mob rule, the evil mob, right? Cost of living issues, so-called, and more. They want to increase the cost of living. CNN projects that Zohran Mamdani will win New York City's mayoral race, beating former New York governor, bad Democrat Andrew Cuomo, who ran as an so-called independent. New York's Board of Elections said more than 2 million votes were cast, the most since 1969. Wow. Major so-called victory for so-called progressive candidates, also known as communists. An even bigger moment for Mamdani. I heard he hasn't even run more than a 10-person office, which is not too bad. It's pretty good to run a 10-person office, right? I guess. Whatever. He will be New York City's first Muslim and South Asian mayor. Pardon me, he's a 34-year-old millennial, also will be the city's youngest mayor in more than a century. What a joke. And CNN projects Mikey Sherrill. Sherrill? Pardon me. A white-looking woman, but not a Republican, will win the New Jersey governor's race, making her the first female Democrat governess in the state's history of New Jersey. How far they've fallen. Mikey Sherrill campaigned heavily against our greatest president and against his righteous policies. She's an unrighteous gal, often comparing him to her Republican opponent, Jack Chiattarelli. Chiattarelli, however you pronounce that guy's name, Chiattarelli. Her win will maintain Democrat control of the seat 1 year after Trump made gains in the state of New Jersey. And Virginia, Democrat Abigail Spanberger. She's that blonde-looking lady, kind of middle-aged-looking lady. She'll become Virginia's first female governess. How far Virginia's fallen. Flipping the top office in the state from Republican leadership. Spanberger, this Abigail gal, she was first elected to Congress in 2018. And that's when she'd flipped control of a longtime Republican-held seat. She defeated Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earle-Sears, who would have been the first black female governess in U.S. history. What a joke, huh? Two bad choices. And CNN projects California voters will approve the Democrat-led gerrymandering measure, Proposition 50. They call it redistricting, which will boost the party's efforts to counter so-called Republican gerrymandering in other states, which is not gerrymandering. It's correcting this districts, from what I understand. But I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My brand new biblical question for this week. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others ever again? Do you believe you can do that? It is an amazing question. Know thyself. Know thyself. All right. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you want, are doing, but you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you can also listen live, as is happening, on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Walking, running, lifting weights, making breakfast, lunching, dinner, driving to a protest, going against ICE, and whatever. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's a brand new day. And now, because we love the blacks, and we're trying to usher in the blacks by getting them, encouraging them to drop the anger, forgive their mothers, and forgive their father for not protecting them from their mothers or grandmothers. A lot of blacks are raised by grandma. And God will forgive them and make them free, and they'll start thinking and doing for themselves again. They will see that it's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. It's all in you. When will you take control of your own world? What will it take? So we want to, the message that we bring every day is for all people, no matter what color, male or female. You got to overcome evil with good. And so, to show the blacks that we love them, we now, instead of having Black Friday, we have Black Excellence, the first 2 hours of the show, on Wednesday. So today is the very first day of Black Excellence, Wednesdays. That was then, when I was growing up. And this is now.
This is
Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. I love them. And I want them to be independent people again, in the way that they were in the good old days. Even when the so-called Jim Crow law existed, blacks were still free. They gave that up with the so-called civil rights movement. The worst thing that ever happened to the blacks. There's nothing worse that ever happened than the so-called civil rights movement. It was a setup. And they turned their lives over to black leaders. And they've been telling the blacks how to think, act, and they've destroyed. They gave them government. Blacks were Republicans for the most part prior to the so-called civil rights movement. And they said, come on over to the Democratic Party. We're going to make sure y'all get a free welfare check and a free this, but you can't have a man in the home. No fathers are allowed. And we'll take care of you just for you having babies. And it's just been downhill since. Let me go to Dubai, heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Let me go to Dubai and talk to Luai, I believe. Luai, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
So I wanted to ask you, I've been doing the silent prayer for a couple of months now, I believe, morning and night, and I have noticed that my ego is starting to kind of fade away. But I wanted to ask you about your advice of stop thinking, and I noticed that as I'm practicing being present and watching my thoughts, stopping the thinking, I'm noticing that I'm doing less things, and maybe, and there's a thought there that, you know, I'm telling myself I'm getting lazier, or I'm not getting things done, even though I'm at a point in life where I should kind of be making decisions, and I'm finding that I'm not really taking any decisions at the moment, unless it feels like it's coming naturally by itself, not from thoughts. Is that something that you think usually happens, or...
You're going to find that as you overcome the ego, the thoughts, the emotions, you're going to find yourself wanting and doing less things. You're going to save more money and time, because the only reason you've been so busy running around doing nothing, trying to talk to folks and be a part of this and a part of that, is for the ego. You didn't want reality to catch up, so you stay busy so you could stay in living a life of illusions. And so now that you started to wake up, you're going to want and do for less than you ever done. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it just feels a bit, it's a new thing.
I'm doing less, I'm lazy, you listen to thoughts again. When you listen to those thoughts, you got to be able to see those thoughts like that, but do nothing about them so they can be taken away from you. Those thoughts are not your own. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah, and that's what I want to ask you about the second thing. First of all, I was always maybe taking action or deciding, taking decisions based on worry. So maybe that's why I feel like I'm taking less decisions.
Right. It was based on words. It was based on thought. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to go here. You need to go there. You need to buy this. You need to buy that. You need to make a phone call. You're lonely. You need to call up someone. You're lonely. You need to eat. You're lonely. Watch a movie. All kind of crazy stuff. Those thoughts are not your own. They're evil. So you got to make up your mind that you're tired of living that way. And just stop listening to psychological, emotional thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, especially at this point, because I'm kind of between jobs and deciding what I want to do with my life. it feels even tougher to not think about it and let it just come by itself.
Yeah, you go to work, you do your job, your physical work. God gave you the ability to earn a living, so you have food on your table, a roof over your head, but you don't know what you want to do with your life. It's impossible to know, make a decision, or decide what you want to do with your life. That's impossible. You don't even know. And any idea you come up with is going to be out of hell.
And I'm noticing that I'm kind of, for the past while, I'm more focusing on watching myself and then thinking about practical problems or thinking about life or what do I do or thinking about work even. I'm just seeking God, as you say. Like, is the top thing that I'm focused on, you know, I want to know it. I feel like I'm wanting to do the final prayer. I'm wanting to think about this stuff.
Well, make sure you don't insert this false ego into that. You want to simply be aware of what you're thinking and feeling while you're going about your day. If you forget to be aware, to become aware about being aware of your body or something, but you don't want to put any effort into it. The light will do the work for you because the light will shine on the darkness and the light will destroy the darkness. You don't have to do anything about them. Just be aware of them. And don't try to struggle with them. Don't try to make them go away. Don't try to make them stay. Put no effort into it and let the light work for your on your behalf. And life will work on its own. It doesn't need your help. It will work for you.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I avoid them and come back to the present. I feel like I'm avoiding them when I come back to the present, not watching them and letting them disappear. I'm not sure if there's a difference.
Well, if you're in the present, you are watching them. If you think you're avoiding them, you're back into thinking.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with the thinking thing because those thoughts will get busy and they'll try to keep you in the darkness of the thoughts.
But about all thoughts being all lies, I hear you sometimes saying, you know, I was thinking about that or this. And I know what you mean, like emotional thoughts and stuff like that. But for example, can I not think like, who am I or why do I worry or why am I angry or stuff like that? You know, something like self-reflective thoughts, even these thoughts you think are useless or harmful, maybe.
You ask, can you think about you were angry, you say?
Yeah, if I think about like, who am I or who is, who do I identify myself as, you know, who is like trying to discover my ego or trying to know why do I get angry or why do I worry? What's the point of, you know, trying to kind of understand myself in this way? That's also not, you shouldn't think about these thoughts. You know, sometimes because I hear you think about this or I was thinking about that or that, then how do you?
It's enough to see that you got angry. You don't need to think about it. You want to see. You don't want to think.
At all.
Just about practical things, you know, going to work, what you're going to have for dinner.
For example, I was thinking about anger, and like I don't completely see yet that, you know, I'm an evil person or that I have anger, even though I do see myself that I get angry. And because I also am not trying to take an opinion of myself, as you say, but I was thinking about anger and the moments where I got angry, and I just thinking about it, and I noticed that I get angry when I feel like I'm right and maybe someone else or the world is wrong. So I get angry or resentful, or these are the moments where I get angry. So even stuff like that, you think I should not think about?
No. If you can see, why do you need to think?
Just wondering about it. I mean, not, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I get what you mean.
I mean, if you let's say you get angry about something and you're like, wow, I can't believe I fell for anger again. But just don't make it a big, long conversation. Don't make it a big deal.
Yeah. So basically, what the only thing you have to do is just be present and just watch your thoughts.
That's all you need to do. Absolutely. That's all you need to do. And watching it, you don't have, if it wasn't for the light, the spirit of truth, you would be able to see that you're angry. You wouldn't be able to see it unless the light would allow you to see it.
Is that how you let go as well of the anger? Like, is it only just watching yourself, how do you let go in your
just opinion? Watch it and do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Huh? Do nothing about it. Just watch it. Give up of yourself. You can do nothing. Give up on it. Don't do anything about it. Just be aware.
But does it all happen in one moment, or is it something that slowly starts to your ego starts to die slowly? Or
don't think about that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Don't think about that. Yeah, it's just another thought. You just have a wait and see.
All right. So, thanks to you. Pleasure speaking to you again.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will. And for your biblical question, I think it's... I wanted to ask you one more question, which is about God. And what do you see God as? You say you're seeking God, or people should seek God. I mean, to me, it also sounds like it's knowledge, you know, that, okay, there is a God, and his son was Jesus, and Jesus came in this year, and Jesus did this and did that. And it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but it also seems like stuff that you learn about, and it's all words and thoughts, but it's not something that you really know for yourself. I'm not sure how you can kind of discover that there is a God this way, if you're, you know what I mean?
And your question is what?
What is God to you?
Don't think about God. You want to know God? Forget about God. And then you should know God.
But then why do you also believe in Jesus and all these stories? And I mean, for me, I know from my background stuff, I never believed in him. And I'm seeing myself that maybe I'm waking up, or I can wake up without this knowledge. So what's the point of this knowledge? What's the point of knowing and believing that there was Jesus, and he did this, and Jesus is the Son of God?
You don't need to believe that. You can't believe that, because believing it will keep you away from God. You come as you are, and with no ideas and no plan about God or his son, Jesus, and you get to know them both. But forget about all that. Now, let that knowledge go. So the knowledge came, and it told you that there is a God. There's something called God, right? And someone called the Son of God. Let that knowledge go. Leave your glass empty so that understanding will come. And then when understanding comes, don't hold on to that either. Leave your glass empty and forget about all that you know, so you should know the truth.
Understood. All right.
All right, and make sure you relax and don't put effort in this. You can't do this of yourself. You just need to simply be aware of what's going on inside of you. That's all you need to do, and the rest will be done for you.
Yeah, before I used to try to force myself to do the silent prayer or the things that I have to do it. Now I find myself wanting to do it without thinking.
Yeah, the more light you get, the more you want. You'll be fine.
All right. And to answer your question, I think that you definitely can live a life without judging. And it's maybe once you start noticing that you are wrong and you have been wrong all your life, and you start to not judge others and know that whatever made you do, like whatever spirit, as you say, or whatever made you do all these wrong things or judge yourself and all that, nuts, is still in others as well.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Stay with it, man. Just relax and stay with it.
I will. All right.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to MI Crooked Letter, I humpback. I. That's how you spell Mississippi. And talk to a first time caller, Matt, out of Mississippi. Matt, you are on the air.
Brother Jesse, I am so pleased to speak with you. I am totally convinced that if you had been in the primary election against Donald Trump, I think it would have been a horse race between you and Donald Trump.
I don't want to run against the Great White Hope. He's a blessing to America right now.
But Jesse, you know the Lord better than most of them politicians up there. I'd love to see you get up there. You talk so good. And you know, we've got I would like to ask two questions, really.
Yes, sir.
But my first question is, I have mixed grandchildren. My daughter is married to a black man. She's a white girl. And
what?
They have mixed grandchildren.
Yes.
And my ex-wife got into an argument with me saying that they have white privilege. I don't believe in any privilege, but she believes that my mixed grandchildren have white privilege. And I don't want anybody to teach them anything about privilege at all. Because I believe what Martin Luther King said about judging a man by not the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. I want my grandkids to have the best opportunities in the world. I spend my last dollar on them.
And your question about that is what?
Well, my question about that is, do you think that they have white privilege? Or is that even a question?
No, that's not even a question. That's just another word that evil people made up in order to control white people, and they get something free. They want free stuff, so they keep making up these words. Does your ex-wife say that to your daughter?
Oh, yeah. My daughter's. I expect my daughter to dye her hair green and get one of them nose rings anytime now.
Have you tried to talk to your daughter about it?
Absolutely, but she knows way more than I do, apparently.
So then leave her alone and let her suffer. Don't impose the truth on anyone that doesn't welcome or want the truth. So let her suffer. Leave your daughter in her hell.
And that's all we can do, right?
Right. You're not responsible for her children. You're not responsible for her. She's an adult. And so you're not responsible for your ex-wife. You're responsible for your life only. So just focus on working on yourself. And wish, don't be angry at them. Don't judge them, but let them live the life that they want.
That's wise. That's very wise, Jesse.
And you should not be feeling anything about what they're teaching the children. They're not your children. And those are evil parents teaching those children evil. And they're going to have to pay the price for that. They're going to be stuck with those children for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, just I'm going to pray on that one. But let me ask you this second question. What do you think Ronald Reagan, or back during the McCarthy era, would have thought about what happened in New York last night with Mondani winning?
I don't know, but the little that I know about Ronald Reagan from what I've read about him, and I remember him being there a little bit, he would not agree with it, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Can I leave you with one Bible verse, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, I want to give you 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed or broken. We are perplexed because we do not know why things happen as they do. But we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never, never abandons us. Amen.
Amen. That's amazing. Thank you.
Love you, Jesse. Take care, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
John gave a generous super chat with no message.
Thank you, John. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Ryuzaki says, when I called Hake, he wasn't listening. Beta. Terrible.
He called your show?
Apparently. I asked him which one he was, but I didn't check the chat. I forgot to check the chat. I forgot to pay attention to the chat.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's terrible. But I could believe it. Gregor,
that was a funny story you told, and I heard it recently for the first time about you, that you were running, jogging, or hiking or something, and you got lost in the mountains somewhere.
I wasn't lost.
What was it?
I was searched and rescued. But I wasn't. I knew how to get back.
I can't believe that, man. That is too funny.
I was just going to sleep over the night with my friend, my teammate, friend if you want to call him that. And then we were going to jog back in the morning. We knew how to get back. It was just too late and dark, and we missed a turn.
That sounds like a movie.
I wasn't lost. I just didn't know where I was.
That's something you hear about other people. What? Amazing.
Worst 3 hours of my mother's life.
I bet.
Thank you. Gregatron bought a coffee. It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk, and I need to pee. Jesse, that's not how the song goes. What the? It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Get the words right, LOL.
Oh, baby, I need you now. We talk about that judge.
Female
according
judge.
To a report, that female judge was drunk. She was sitting on a bus stop. I think she said she was waiting for an Uber. And she had to pee. She drunk and got to pee, so she peed right there. Pulled her pants down and pee. What the?
That's disgusting.
The judge. I'm a little drunk and I got to pee. Oh, baby, I got to pee now. Amazing. Thank you.
That's not attractive. Blake bought a coffee.
Oh, beta.
Alpha. Blake bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to ask.
Ask!
How long does everyone think it will take for New York City to collapse?
It's over now. It collapsed last night when they elected Mondami. Amazing.
Best wishes to everyone at Bond. Smiley.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pill.net.
Amazing.
My submission for Black Excellence, and he shares a tip on X.
Right on. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Right?
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Somebody's been a member for a month. Jesse Lee Peterson is the GOAT of all time. Gobble, gobble.
Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond. Stop. In the name of love, before you break my heart. Think it over. Musical notes, black woman or black
think
person.
It over. Think it over.
Oh. I never knew that lyric. That's why I didn't recognize that part.
Think it over. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. Think it over. Haven't I been good to you? Think it over.
I like Diana Ross and I like the Supremes.
Haven't
but that's
I been true to you?
It's my least favorite song out of them. I don't know. It's all right. It's probably better now that I'm grown. I always like Stop in the Name of the Law.
Amazing.
Nico, thank you for your two super chats. No message.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And Sion. Oh, we'll have to read yours, Sion. Calvin, King Alpha Nerd, and the rest of the supporters
later,
guys. Thank you
all. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. Personal shout-outs. I'll do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, anniversary shout-out, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And I will do them for you. And check out, and don't forget to like this video. My producer reminds me to remind you to like the videos. Hit like. I do appreciate it. All right. And we have a brand new newsletter coming out really soon. End of the year newsletter. You can get a free copy of that. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe, and we will send you a copy. You don't want to miss out on this newsletter. It's amazing. See, rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe, and then support us on social media. I do appreciate it. Let me go back to the busy phones. Let me go out to Northern California. Talk to a first-time caller, Rob. Rob, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well. Amazing.
Good to hear it. So good to talk to you. I'm Hake's favorite flat earth tutor, so it's nice to call into your show.
Amazing. So you believe flat earth exists?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you have proof of that?
I have the ability to prove that the proof of globe stuff is not real. So that's enough for me.
Are you able to prove that flat earth is real?
When I go out and I look at the horizon, it seems flat from the beach, you know, the water all seems very flat.
Are you able to prove that flat earth exists?
No, I'm not.
I'll rest my case.
Well, I wanted to call you and thank you for everything that you do. I started listening to you about maybe about a year and a half to 2 years ago, and I was a beta for a long time, man, for real. And I was born basically a one night stand baby, so I never knew my father.
Really?
And so yeah. And so I had a stepdad, you know, when I was six and stuff, and he was fine. Everything was cool. But I have a best friend, and I used to stay over the night at their house, and they had a family that was together, and they had their father and their mother. And so I learned a lot from him. But I didn't really put everything together until I started listening to you about how, you know, if you only have that mother in your life, that's like, you know, the final say. So like a stepdad can only like, you know, discipline for so far.
Yeah.
You know, until the mom jumps in and says, "Hey, that's my baby," you know?
Yeah.
And so that I always didn't understand why I got so upset at so many things, you know, and how I was always just trying to get angry in order to feel like I was acting masculine or whatever. But really, you're acting beta, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So I started applying that to my life recently, and everything has changed. Like, I'm total control of my own life. That my ex is gone. She was evil. She gone. And my kids, yeah. And my kids are happier when they're with me, and I'm happier. And I don't get as emotional. I don't get hardly emotional at all. And when I do the silent prayer. So I'm doing that every morning. I'm trying to do it every night. But yeah, I just wanted to talk to you and thank you. I got all my kids saying, "What the?
What the?" That's amazing. So you went and forgave your mother?
I did. Yes, I did. I went to her.
And what did you say to her, and how did it go?
It went well. She looked a little confused at first. You know, she was like, "Well, I don't know what you're forgiving me for. I always try to do stuff." And I was like, "Yeah, I know. I know that you don't understand. I'm just saying that I forgive you."
Right. She doesn't need to understand. She understands. She's pretending she doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Because, well, that's the thing is, when I was a kid, I was always like, "Hey, where's my dad, Mom?" You know, like, "Where's my dad?" And she'd always be like, "Oh, he's, you know, I have friends that know him. If you want to get a hold of him, you can do this or that." I'm like, I'm 10 years old. What am I going to, you know?
Right.
Like, well, why can't you do this for me? And, so he passed away before I found him.
Amazing.
So I was about 26, I think, and an uncle of mine found him online. He found his obituary, and his picture is exactly the same as my face. Like, we have the same face. Like,
that's amazing. What was it like growing up without a father?
It was difficult because, I mean, I don't want to say difficult. It just was, you know, there was definitely something not there, you know, and you always kind of wonder, like, why is it?
Yeah.
Why is he not there? Why hasn't he tried to find me or see, you know?
It's like something is missing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're working on it. Stay with it. Are you doing it? Are you practicing being present?
Yes, I am being present. And the new thing that I say is there is no I.
Absolutely.
And every time I start feeling something or thinking something, I go, "Well, there is no I." And that helps wipe it away.
Right on.
And I'm always reminding myself, all thoughts are all lies all the time. And it definitely helps.
Eventually, you won't have to remind yourself of that because you will, if you stay with this, you will have a clear mind. All those psychological, emotional thoughts and feelings will be taken away from you, and you will have a clear mind.
Yes. Thank you. I'm definitely working on that.
Well, you stay with it, man. Stay with it. I don't care if the whole world turn against you, your family member, friends, or whomever. You stay with it. You're responsible for your own spiritual life.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
Amazing.
Amazing. I wanted to, last Father's Day, I think I actually finally forgave my father, who's, you know, in the afterlife, heaven, hopefully. And I was able to finally do it. Like, every Father's Day, I was like, you know, this is just a day where I just, you know, I don't have to worry about anything, you know? And last Father's Day, I was finally like, you know what? I forgive you. I'm sure there was something that I don't understand. You know?
Absolutely. And if you were, if your mother, it was just one time thing that happened, he might not, was he aware that you existed?
Yeah, he was. I found my brother and sister from him and his wife that he married later.
Uh-huh.
My my brother was going through a bunch of old stuff, and he found my grandmother's phone address and phone number in his stuff. So he knew, he definitely knew about me.
Right on. Well, don't hold anything against him, because you don't know why he didn't come to you. And mothers don't tell truth about fathers. They're not going to tell you the truth about him. So whatever they told you about him, don't believe it. And you've done right by just forgiving him. He wasn't there. And to hold that against him. And that way, you will only have love that come from above to pass down to your children, and they will be fine.
Yes, yes, sir. I believe that. I feel it.
Right on.
For sure. I really appreciate that.
You stay with it.
I will. I will, just, and I am going to make a pilgrimage down there to see y'all as soon as I can.
Okay.
Amazing. And go to church. And then one thing I wanted to say that I've noticed with people that are working on themselves in church and calling and stuff, I feel like they're trying to replace thinking one way with thinking another way instead of replacing thinking one way with not thinking.
Right. and God is not into thinking at all. His voice, his communication is a voiceless communication. He reveals things to you, and Satan talks to you. He pretend that you. I have a quick question for you before I hang up.
Sure.
A friend of mine just texted this to me, and he wanted to know, do flat earthers think the moon and the planet are flat, or only the earth? The moon, what do you think?
So we think that the sun and the moon are about the same size, and they're, you know, about 30,000 feet up in the air. The earth is flat.
Do you think the moon, stars, do you think the moon and the planets are flat around?
So, we don't think that the planets are planets. We think that those are celestial bodies or lights in the dome, the firmament above us. And they have their own like movement patterns that everybody's traced, but they're not really planets. So we think that the pictures of the planets that NASA gives us are completely fake. Like if you
you don't think the planets are real either.
Uh-uh.
Do you think your stars are fake too?
The stars are lights in the firmament. Yeah, we don't think there's suns out, billions of miles away. We think that those are just lights in the firmament as well.
So you think your stars are just light in the firmament?
Yeah. So, stars.
So
are
when
just lights
I was walking down the road down in Alabama. Uh-huh. Sweet home, Alabama. And it would be dark, but then no lights around, so the sky would just light up. You see stars everywhere. And you see stars, so you see fallen stars, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That wasn't real?
Yeah. No, it's real, but it's just not what they say it is. And, you know, the fallen star thing, I've thought about that too. That's one thing that I am a little not so sure about, like, what is a falling star kind of thing.
I would see the falling stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Are you thinking that's not real?
No, I think it's real. Because they say that what the globes will say is that a falling star is like a piece of, you know, space ice that's hitting the atmosphere and then melting as it goes down or whatever, burning up as it goes down. But I don't really know.
No, that's not true.
What they are.
So let me, the last part of this from my friend to you, how do they explain live videos? Well, first he said that the moon looked round to me and pictures of Earth shows round. How do they explain live videos of Olympic during the day in China, while they are looking live at it on TV, while it's dark in the U.S.?
So you're talking about like a launch, like a rocket launch?
I guess so.
Okay. So the rocket launch itself is real. They launch a rocket and they always launch it by the water. So they launch a real rocket. That's real. That rocket ends up in the water somewhere. So after they launch the rocket, they cut to a green screen pool that NASA has, like underground or whatever space agency they're using. It's a bunch of fake rockets in a pool somewhere with a green screen showing fake space or fake floating, and you know, they show a fake flame or whatever. And then on the way down, when they show people landing the rockets, that's AI. So they go from a real rocket launch to a green screen pool camera to a fake AI video for the landing.
What the? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and all those pictures of the Earth that you see, if you go, like NASA puts one out like every year, like, you know, 1978, 1979, 1980.
But you didn't ask my friend's question.
About Olympic?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about if it's light on one side and dark on the other?
Right.
So the light has, as light from the sun has what's called, there's a name for it, but the light rays itself, they eventually dissipate. Like, they don't go on forever. Like, because light rays are still particles, they're photons that are still going through the ethos or the atmos plane. And so the light doesn't just go on forever. Like, it eventually dissipates and wears out. It's like if you have a candle on a street, you'll be able to see the candle for a while. But if you walk far enough away, you're not going to be able to see the light of the candle because it's just not bright enough.
Let me ask, and then I got to run. Why is it important whether the Earth's a flat or round? Why do people even think about that?
Because it's the ultimate lie. It's the ultimate. They're lying to us about something. They want to separate you from God. They want, science is always trying to get in the way of God. So it's like, if they can lie to you and tell you that the Earth is a ball, you're starting out from like a house of cards.
Amazing.
It's like, we're all on a ball, trapped on a ball, flying through space. We're never going to be able to go to Mars. We're never going to be able to, you know, go to another whatever. So they want to make you feel trapped. But if the Earth was a flat, endless plane, then we could probably go venture out further and see if there's any other land. If there might be another land where there's no Democrats. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's amazing. That would be nice, because if you can go to a land where there's nothing but conservative and Republicans,
yeah,
they're going to fight amongst each other.
This is true.
They'll turn on each other. Evil got to turn on somebody. Thank you, Rob. Rob, I appreciate your call, man. You stay with it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. You stay with whatever you're doing, too. Love you. Love y'all. Y'all have a great show. God bless.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller out of New York, Wade. Wade, you are on the air.
Hello, Reverend Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. You can call me Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. Sorry about that. You know,
yeah.
I respect my elder. So, yes, I'm calling because you know, I heard you earlier earlier today talking about the elections, and after listening to you for so many years, you know, I really agree with you on where we are as a country about why people voted for Madami and all of these other socialists, communists, and such. And so much so, like, this morning, I had to, like, remind myself not to be angry or overly judgmental about those people who vote for them, because it's, like you said a long time ago, it's no longer Republican versus Democrat. This is good versus evil.
Yep.
And with that, it's that, you know, I mean, you know, I'm almost 50 and I'm looking at people around my age and people who've voted before several times and live in these cities like New York, Chicago, wherever. And I'm saying to myself, how do these people vote for the same kind of people and expect different results? it's no longer about voting blue, no matter who. I mean, because for me, I'm independent, so I vote based upon policies, individuals, and, you know, and also to what I want out of a politician and for where I live and for my finances and stuff. So I say this to say, when people keep voting the same result or same people but expect different results, I find it insane in a way. But then also, too, I have to say it's more evil than it is not knowledgeable. Because, like, living here in New York, I look at the kind of people, and I hate to be judgmental like that, but I can't help it. I look at the people who really fight for Madami to win. And these are people who, on any given day, don't live with love, don't, you know, they're quick to condemn and act evil towards other people who disagree with them on anything, yeah. not just politically.
Right.
And all I have to say is, you know, when I do my silent prayer, because I have to remind myself to do it more often, especially during times like this, is, you know, I leave it in the hands of God, but I still be wise. I still walk in my faith, not to get angry, not to... Because also, too, of what I also have to check myself on is not to wish people the consequences for the people they vote for. Leave that up to God. Leave that up to them and God.
Yeah. You pray for your enemy. Don't hate your enemy. And don't hate them because they are blind and can't see. They really cannot see what's going on. Not at all. And so just don't get angry. Pray for them and just live your life staying aware, staying present, and you'll be fine no matter what happens.
I appreciate that. I have a question for you, though, when it comes to that. I grew up in the church, was raised by my grandparents, Christian, and I still believe in God. I still call myself a Christian. However, it's been about 13 years since I have had a church home, only because, you know, me being black, he black, and just, you know, growing up mostly in the black church. At first I didn't. I went to a predominantly white Baptist church, but then by the time I was 12, it had been nothing but black churches since. And, you know, as we talk about good versus evil, my eyes, and correct me if I'm wrong or seeing it the wrong way, but what my eyes have seen by a lot of these popular black pastors of churches, they preach to their constituents to condemn Trump. Trump is evil, and you should only vote for Democrats and all of this other stuff. And I'm like, wow, you're really leading the blind, or you really leading your people.
Let me just say, because of time, don't judge them either, but just stay away. Once you see that they're preaching hate, you move on, wish them well, and you just work on you. Keep your eyes on you. Forget about them. Leave them in their misery. Leave them in their hell, and you just work on you. You're not responsible for anyone else.
Thank you. Is it wrong to not go to a church, though,
no,
for a long time?
You're not wrong.
Okay.
I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND.
and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Did you hear about that UPS plane crash thing that happened in Louisville, Kentucky? Something like that, shortly after takeoff. I think 7 got killed, maybe more. I'm not sure, according to Andy Beshear, the so-called governor. Terrible, huh? Fiery. And the so-called Supreme Court is listening to Trump's tariffs. It's a big fight over Trump's righteous tariffs. Terrible. And nuclear weapons are in the news. Putin versus Trump and our Golden Dome. Exciting stuff, huh? And the China space mission, they're having complications. Did you know that there are some Chinese astronauts, I think, up in space, and they're stuck in space? Kind of reminds me of the Americans who were, so-called Americans, who were stuck up in there in space. A ship maybe got hit by, like, space debris or something. Space is real. Robin NorCal. Nice call, though. Also, a November supermoon and meteors. Meteor shower type thing, I guess. Will be viewable this week, I hear. What day? I don't know. You'll have to look it up yourself. Or maybe I'll tell you on thehakereport.com after the Jesse Lee Peterson show. Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. By the way, watch out for melatonin, those sleep pill things, that sleep supposed medicine thing. You take extra melatonin to help you sleep, I guess. People do that. Maybe it hurts your heart or something. I don't know. That's in the news, though, so watch out. And you want to learn tennis? Get an AI coach. A Navy SEALs are using psychedelics for trauma recovery. I think I've heard of this before. Oh, no. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. 2 hours of black excellence. Shout out to the blacks. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, whether you're a man or woman, although manhood hour is coming right up. Women are allowed on the line during manhood hour, did you know? So call in right now because there's one line open, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Tomorrow is the Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month. This is 6th of November, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. And of course, Punchy TV, a live stream today, an hour after American Anchor Baby ends, okay? So we have a busy and fun, hopefully, day today. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports a UPS plane crash. UPS being United Parcel Service. They ship stuff. They ship your things. Plane crashed shortly after takeoff. So I wonder if people's stuff got lost, too. Terrible. But even worse than that was people died. I'm pretty sure that that's worse. Shortly after takeoff near Louisville, Kentucky Airport. Tuesday, leaving a fiery trail of destruction and a plume of smoke that stretched for miles. At least 7 people killed, per Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, B-E-S-H-E-A-R. Warning the toll could rise. The blaze is now contained, so the blaze is still blazing. And a shelter-in-place order remains in effect for the area around the airport. 3 crew members were aboard the MD-11 aircraft, if you know what that is, I don't, and are presumed dead. The National Transportation Safety Board will lead the investigation into that crash, per the FAA. 28-member NTSB team, National Transportation Safety Board, expected to arrive in Kentucky today, if they haven't already, maybe they have, to begin examining the wreckage. Whew. And tariffs in the Supreme Court to hear arguments today on a blockbuster, they call it, case to decide whether our greatest president's sweeping emergency tariffs are legal. The battle to stop Trump's tariffs waged by a group of so-called small businesses who say the president's moves are driving costs and uncertainty to intolerable levels. Trump said his stakes of the case are high when it comes to his economic agenda. He avoided directly criticizing those companies involved in the litigation. The case specifically will determine the fate of Trump's Liberation Day tariffs. announced in April, as well as the duties imposed on imports from China, Mexico, and Canada. So we'll see what happens. I guess I'll have to tell you about the nuclear stuff another hour or day, if ever. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. For those who are just tuning in, welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773, 888-77-JESSE. And the biblical question this week is a doozy. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Do you believe? Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe that you can live a life, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others? Isn't that like not even judging yourself? What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on the phone. No matter where you are, picking cotton, whatever you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to make sure we get to all your super chats today. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the third hour of the show already. And every third hour of the show on Wednesdays is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger faces current Lieutenant Governor and Republican gubernatorial candidate Winsome Earl Sears.
Girl power.
Somebody who sees you and has been with you and knows your struggles and will fight for you every single day.
Girl power.
And I have to go to work. I'm a black woman in America scared for my life, but I have to get up and go to work.
Girl power.
What are you doing?
A Yavapai County Superior Court judge caught with her pants down.
Why? This is disgusting.
I'm waiting for an Uber.
Okay, this is unacceptable.
Is that one for you?
Chef Olson seems to tell officers what she does for work.
You know, my name is Judge Christine Olson.
But it's not acknowledged, and she's later cited and asked to go home.
What the? Amazing. That's an amazing video. The American Anchor Baby put that together. Thank you, American Anchor Baby. It is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding, bringing back God's order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. That order works. If you get married, then ladies, you're on your own. You got to find your own spiritual path. Only you can go to God. All right? But here's what I want to do before I go get back to the callers. I want to encourage you, for those who want to be free, those who want to overcome their misery, loneliness, jealousy, envy, strife, anger, resentment, their evil hearts. And human beings are evil. There's nothing good in human nature. You're not going to find good in a person. You can hang it up. You can bank on that. No one is good. If you doubt me, look how you think and treat others. Think about and treat others. And look how others are treating others. It's bad. But I want to encourage you. Work on yourself, men and women. And you can overcome evil. But you need good help in order to overcome evil, the darkness. It can happen. I promise you that. But you, no matter what your color is, where you live, what you have or don't have, you got to work on you. You got to get to know yourself by knowing who you're not. And the only way you're going to do that, you got to give up. You really got to just let go and let life happen. And it will. I want to play this for men and women. I want you to listen to the words. Don't get excited. I want you to listen to the words of what it takes to go from male to man and from female to woman. I want you to hear this. The If poem. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling.
Listen to the words.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. I cannot get enough of hearing that. It's so true.
for men and women. You got to do the if. You got to let go and let the ego go through what it got to go through in order to reach heaven. Right on the other side of if is paradise. But you got to go through the hell. And just let the ego feel the pain, no matter how great. Welcome the great pain of the ego. And don't complain. And don't blame anyone else. It's in you. If you're hurting, if you're in pain, you're wrong. You're wrong. And the only way you're going to overcome that pain, you got to go through it. And don't complain. You got to shake in your boots. All the way through hell. And if you can do that, and you can if you want it, but if you can do it, the kingdom of heaven is yours. Eternal life is yours. You must die an ego death, not the physical body, but you must die the ego death in order to have life. Death must precede life. Christ came. And if you want to know what Christ knows and knew, you got to die from the far self if you want to be free. You got to shake in your boots. You know how when you got to go and forgive your mama and you're afraid, and all adults are afraid to go and forgive their mama. And they'll say, oh, I don't want to hurt her feeling. That's fear. She'll feel bad. She took care of it. That's fear. Or you just feel fear. You shaking your boots and do it anyway. Don't you walk away a little freer? You got to go through the fear. You got to go through it, shaking in your boots. God does not require you to be strong to return to him. Come as you are, worried, lonely, jealous, strife, envy, fear, resentment, a wicked heart. Come as you are. Poor, rich, whatever color, male or female, come as you are. You don't have to get ready to go to him. You just have to go as you are. You got to do what this Chinese man did from Instagram. A Chinese man decided to stand up and speak in front of an audience despite suffering from severe anxiety. Watch this from the Source Media. Watch this.
培炼意志品格，激发创新，勇于实践，做到德智体美劳，全力发展。培炼意志品格，激发创新，勇于实践。
It wasn't easy, he said, to speak in front of an audience. And he was shaking. He was afraid. He had anxiety. He did it anyway. Sometimes during the church, the fellowship, I asked someone to come up on stage there and just tell us about themselves, talk. No, I can't do it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll be judged, they say. I'm afraid of this. They won't shake in their boots and go, and they will see that the fear was an illusion. It wasn't even real. Most people are not living their lives. They're being controlled by fear. They're being controlled by an illusion. Fear is not even real. Isn't that amazing? It's an illusion. There is no you, but you think there is a you, and you're living an illusion, and as a result, you're delusional. You're living a lie. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not the thoughts. You're not the past. You're not the future. You're not the ups. You're not the downs. You're not the problems. You're nothing. But you think you are. And you think when you got to go up and speak in front of an audience like this guy was doing, according to the story, that shaking that you have, you think it's you. It's an illusion. And you must let that go. You got to go through it. You got to relax and go through it. And don't cry, oh, when will it end? I'm tired of suffering. You just created another false self. There's no you suffering. There's no you to suffer. It's an illusion. Something made a home in your mind, and it controls you. It tells you what to think, how to think, when to think, and what to do about it. And you have called that all your life, all my life, you have called that you. And as a result, you don't have a life. Your eyes are open, but you're asleep. You're asleep. And don't know it. Christ said, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They're asleep. If you were awake, not only you'll be free, you'll be free. A sleeping person lives in a prison of emotions, a prison of thoughts, a prison of their own body. You could be free. It's up to you. Do what you want. But you don't have to live in darkness anymore. If that's true, this Chinese man was shaking in his boot. He went up and spoke anyway. Look what happened. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, it ain't about your color, folks. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, Chinese, oh, whatever. And I want you to know that nobody is a victim. There's no such thing as a victim. And anyone who think that they are a victim, and they do, there are people saying, somebody, I'm a black woman in America. You hear that woman saying it. That's a dangerous person. A victim will destroy you trying to get what they want, what they think they need. Really. They'll drive you to the grave. A victimized person is an evil, wicked, destructive person. Very dangerous person. I don't care if it's your own adult children. Even your young children, you spoil them. But your adult children, they feel like victims, they'll kill you spiritually. They'll hurt you trying to get what they want. And there's no end to the destruction that a victimized person would bring. Look what's happened to America. They blame white people for everything. And America's lost. It's gone now.
because they feel like victims. And you can never satisfy a victim. They're very destructive. I want you to hear what Wanda Sykes had to say. This is from Variety. Wanda Sykes accepted an honor at the Variety Power of Women, LA. This idea that women have power is an illusion. Men don't even have their own power. Strengths come from truth, from the light. We don't have our own strength. But this woman, Sykes. Was at the so-called Power of Women event on Wednesday evening. And she went to the stage for a speech. Here's what she had to say. Watch it from Variety.
My life is falling apart.
That's the wrong one. I know all black people look alike, Anchor Baby, but
I'm having trouble here. My bad. The racism. Here we go.
Okay. I'm gonna be up front with you. If when it comes to a position, and I look on the paper, and they right there, or she might be right here, and he's up there, I'm hiring the woman, and that's just how I operate.
And they applaud.
And I'm be honest with you. If she's a black woman, oh, you got the job.
Amazing, huh? Could a white woman get up and say that? If she's a white woman, girl, you got the job. What would happen had a white female been up there saying that? Would the people still applaud? Oh, yeah. Would they still applaud? Or a man said that, if it's a job, man, you got the job. If it's between decision between a man and a woman, man, you got the job. Would they still applaud? It's amazing, huh? Human beings are evil. And you don't believe me about it. Pay attention to how you judge people in your head and your emotions and you, how they treat you. God said to pray for one another. Pray for one another. Even your enemy. Pray for your enemy. What do? You hate your enemy. You don't pray for them. Amazing, huh? I have this one other video I want to show you, and I haven't seen it yet. My producer gave it to me this morning, told me about it. And if it's true from what I'm about to play, it reminds me of the good old days before black people were told that the white man can hold them back. And before black people were told that they need somebody else to tell them everything, how to vote, how to eat. They need the government. They need the leaders. Before they were told all this, black people used to do this. From Right Angle News, this is 050-0net. A black father is going viral after holding his two sons accountable after they stole energy drinks and snacks from CBS. Watch this from X. So he's making them go back to CBS and apologize.
Come over here. Excuse me. These are my kids right here.
Okay.
They came in here and they stole. I apologize. They come in here and return the stuff that they just stole.
Okay.
And if you ever see them in here again,
please kick him out.
Okay.
Or even call the police on him.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My big manager is right there.
Come on, go. We'll take it back and tell her you apologize. We apologize for stealing too, both of y'all. No, he was still in them. I found out he come to return them.
Okay.
If you ever see him in here again, can you please kick him out?
Okay, will do.
Without no parents, apologize.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
thank you.
Apologize. Thank you.
That's the way it was. It was like that. Black parents, before the so-called civil rights movement, they didn't put over their children stealing. You better take that back and apologize. That's gone now. Nowadays, not all, but most of black, they steal and they go home and share it with the parents. Amazing stuff, huh? I remember growing up, and my grandmother used to tell us all the time, okay, y'all can go out there and get in trouble if you want. If you go to jail, I'm not coming to see you. Well, she wouldn't say, I'm not coming. She's like, I ain't coming to see you. I ain't going to put money on no books. And I ain't going to collect calls from jail. I'm like, what the? Okay. I made sure I'd never been to jail. Because I knew she wasn't coming to help me. And I couldn't make no collect calls. And she was not going to put money on the book. So what am I supposed to do? Before the civil rights movement, blacks didn't go to jail like this. It changed once the civil rights movement came. And the blacks gave up individuality. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, JLP? Everybody in their mom. We're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing.
Man, oh man. Well, we got shellacked last night, didn't we, Jesse?
What do you mean?
Oh, in the polls.
I wasn't really surprised because most of those elections seem to be in majority Democratic states. So I wasn't real surprised by it.
I guess what my thing is, and like I said, the candidate who I voted for in Virginia lost. She lost, I think, like about 10 points, I think, yeah.
Oh, you voted for that black lady, huh, the Republican lady?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And then, because it was our only choices, because as I was saying before, and the attorney general lost. Now, I thought he would have won, but he lost. So the way I look at
it's
it, too.
Is Virginia a Democrat or a Republican state?
Way back in the Reagan years, it used to be matter of fact, once when Obama won Virginia, that's when it turned Democrat. It's been Democrat ever since then.
So is it Virginia is a Democratic state?
Yes, sir. They've been voting Democrat ever since.
Okay.
When Obama won his first term. And I believe that's how long it has been blue.
I knew that I knew that black woman wasn't going to win.
You know, to me, she ain't run a good campaign to me.
Uh-uh.
I mean, it seemed like...
Plus, she ain't got no better running anyway. She married.
Yeah.
So, is that the attorney general who fantasized about killing, according to the report, he fantasized about killing Republican kids?
Yeah, that was the Democratic one.
Jay Jones guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you know he won?
Yeah, I saw that.
He won.
But you could be mean like that, and the Democrat vote for you.
You know, it's so sad the way I look at it.
Hold on, Rick. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Welcome back. Hake mentioned in the Hake News that there was a UPS crash yesterday, I believe. And so I got a text from someone, and they were like, I wonder if the UPS crash was a DEI flight. Maybe not, but I wonder, they say. Was it a DEI flight? What the? It's quite possible nowadays, believe me. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after the show, top of this hour, Pacific time. The Hake Report, and then the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report, at 11 a.m., from 11 to 1. And at 2 p.m., the Punchy TV, brand new episode of Punchy's TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy's TV. You don't want to miss it. So it was a busy day. And don't forget to support us. The end of the year is coming, so support the nonprofit, tax deductible, all right? Helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What's up, Jesse? You know, and you know what? And that mayor, the guy in New York, he's a socialist, and they voted for him. You know what I say, Justin?
What's that?
You know, God gonna do this. If y'all want evil, I'll let y'all have it. That's what God gonna say. Don't even worry about it, because they not gonna. I'm gonna tell you, socialist is nothing to play with, man. I mean, why do you think when people go to when you know people that live in Africa? When they go to college, they leave Africa because they won't make no money.
Look what socialism has done to the blacks for the last 70 years or so, give or take. It has destroyed them. It made them victims. And now, when the government shut down, they can hardly function. It's amazing.
You know, Jesse, tell me what you said.
And that guy is a Muslim.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's like, it's hard to believe that 40 million Americans got getting government aid. That's a lot of people, dude.
The Democrats are doing that because they want to keep them for the vote. Give them free stuff, they ain't going nowhere. You try to take free stuff away from people, they will hurt you. They're not going to let it
go. Man, I tell you. They support a same-sex marriage, transgender, all that evil. And I just said, you know what? If they want all that, they want men going in the bathrooms, their daughters and wives, let them have it.
If they didn't put women in leadership role, that stuff would not be happening. Women feel sorry for folks because they're emotional, and they the one that permit all this stuff to happen. And the weak men, the beta men, are too weak to say no to it because they're afraid of the woman.
But a lot of them, yeah, a lot of women, a lot of men in the Democratic Party supported it.
Yeah, absolutely. The Democratic Party is controlled now by black females.
That's what it seemed like, though. Like, they went overwhelming for the Democratic candidate. Or you call them the Democratic candidate. They went overwhelming for.
And look how many blacks voted for Mandami. Because he said, I'm going to give y'all free stuff. And they showed up.
That's sad. But they showed up just, but this is what's going to happen. They're going to get so tired of that socialism mess. You know where they're gonna go to when they get tired of the justice?
Where's that?
They're going to head south to one of the red states. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. Crime going to get worse south. And everything. It's a mess.
Hey, Texas governor already said, don't come down here when it gets messy up there.
That's right. I appreciate it.
He already said, don't come down here.
Yeah, don't bring that mess to Texas.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I'm going to charge y'all, too. I'm going to put a tap on y'all from coming here. That's what he said. I saw
right on. That's amazing. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. So, hey, what did you say, Jesse? Let them suffer in their hell.
Yeah, leave people in their hell. People have a right to suffer. Life is a gift from God, and God gave you this gift. You can do what you want with it. He's not going to complain. He's not going to beg. He's not going to impose on you. He will leave you right in your hell. And if you want to come out of your hell, he'll show you how to come out of it, how to overcome. I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you.
Oh, Jesse, it'll be a quick question, Jesse.
Yes.
You know when you're dealing with an atheist?
Who?
When you're dealing with an atheist or agnostic?
Oh, okay.
Do you just, like... I just don't try to debate with them because you're not going to get nowhere with them if they don't want to know the truth.
And what's your question for me?
And how to deal with them. Would you minister to them or you just like let them stay in their head until they are ready to come out?
Well, if they want to hear the way out, I'll point the way out. But if they don't, I'll leave them in their misery and I wish them well. Because they have a right to stay in their misery. People have a right to stay in hell. Christ made the way out. And if they don't want to take that way out, stay in hell. Fine with me.
Sound like a plan to me. I totally agree there, JLP. Jesse, thanks for taking my call. Love you, brother. Be blessed.
You too, buddy. Take care. 888-7753-773. Let me go down to Florida and talk to Lee. Lee, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Uncle Jesse?
All is well, Lee.
Awesome, man. I've spoken to you a few times, and nothing but good wisdom. I definitely want to give you props, man, because I've never had a father or a male figure, you know, to give me wisdom instead of like, you know, their experiences, which were flawed.
Right.
But and you know, not that you're my leader or anything like that, but a lot of the things that you say have fallen so well in my soul in the sense where it feels right? And that, not a feeling, but I realize that this is the way I need to go. I spoke to you. Yeah, man. I spoke to you about 9 months ago and, I was mentioning to you, that I have a wife, man. I started working on myself and I heard you about 6 years ago. And I always thought that you were like a troll. And I mentioned this to you before in the past. And I thought that you were funny and you were just a joke, right? In a sense where this guy is just pulling people's cards. However, it sat so well with me when you told people, bro, you're a beta, and because of the actions that they do and because no fault of their own, just the way they were raised. I found it funny. However, I felt like it was spirits inside of me saying, oh, this guy's just a comedian. Like, don't pay attention to him because he's... However, things felt well, right? And before I met or saw you on the internet, I heard you say, before I even heard you, I felt a strong presence in my life to forgive my parents. Both my parents weren't in my life. My dad was murdered when I was 5. My mom died when I was 16. So I was completely lost, no male figure. But there was always something inside me guiding me towards something. And I met you, or I saw you when I was about 38 years old. And I'm like, man, there's something about this guy. And you felt like a father figure for me, right? Not making you my leader, because I understand nobody can teach you.
So how are things going for you now because of time? How are things going?
100%. So the reason I called you was because after working on myself, God put a woman in my life. However, that woman in my life, and you spoke with her as well, she's a therapist, educated, you know, $70,000 worth of debt. I quit my job because I felt like I didn't want to put my little boy into daycare. And I started taking care of him while she's working for the past 6 months. And I felt super beta. My soul wasn't aligned with God. This is not what you were designed to do.
Right.
And so yesterday, Jesse, just yesterday, she makes over $120,000 a year, right? I was making like 50, because the world is upside down now where women are, you know the whole story, and I'm not going to get into that. But yeah. I said yesterday, no more, because I've been working on myself. I realized that you're not supposed to be working. You're supposed to be home. Right now I'm home, Jesse, taking care of my son while she's working, being a director at a psychiatry hospital. You know what I mean? And it doesn't feel well in my soul. And you asked me 8 months ago, you said, what is more important, your soul or money? And I said, and I've been working on myself, and my soul is more important. So anyway, long story short, I told her yesterday, you need to quit your job. I have an opportunity because I've been working on myself. An opportunity was presented to me where I can support my family. We may not be as extravagant as we were living. However, it's all going to pay off at the end, because I'm going to be leading my family in the right direction. Yep. With love, with direction from the Lord. You, as my wife, need to be home. I'm not a male chauvinist or anything like that, because they start talking like, oh, this guy is a... No, it's just the way God made it. I need to work and provide and protect. You need to nurture and take care of the home while I'm working, right? And so that's all I wanted to say, Jesse, man. I appreciate everything that you've...
What did she say when you told her she got to stay home now?
She started crying. And you know what I told her,
what?
Jesse? I was like, why are you crying? I was like, aren't you happy that your husband is being a man and taking care of you instead of you going out there? Why aren't you happy that you're going to be a mother?
Did you tell her you knew that when she was crying, she lied?
Of course. Yeah, I already know. She was lying, Jesse. And with love, Jesse, I told her, you're only crying because of your ego.
Yeah.
You just want to be a freaking man. You just want to be like, listen, this is not the way it was designed to be.
That's right.
And if you want me to be a good man, if you want me to provide, if you want to follow, you got to let me lead. You know what I mean?
So is she going to stay home?
So today, check this out, Jesse. Because of your help in realizing what you mentioned is the truth, she put her 2 weeks in. She's going to quit her job.
Right on.
Yep. She's going to take care of my son that's a year and a half. You know what I mean?
Right on, man. Amazing.
Yo, because of you, Jesse, thank you so much. And not because of you, because of God working through you.
Yeah, I understand.
To make me realize that this is the truth, man.
Yeah.
It's the truth. I have 4 boys.
Real men make boys first.
There you go. I made 4 boys. So what does that make me?
Alpha male.
An ultra. Huh?
Alpha male.
An ultra. An ultra alpha male.
That's right. What the?
But I got, yeah. But yeah, man, I've been suffering. You know, I've been suffering for the past 8 months when I quit my job and I said, yeah, go ahead, babe. Make all the money. But I'm home, like, this is super beta.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not supposed to be freaking doing it.
That's right.
This is not, right. I'm not designed to be doing this. And so,
right on, man.
And I never had a father. I have 4 uncles. All of them are beta. You know what I mean? I was raised by my aunt that was a feminist. You know what I mean? So I had to overcome so much.
Yes.
And I overcame at 38 years old. However, at 44 now, 6 years later, I'm like, nah, this is the way it's going to be. And I know that if I work hard and do the next right thing, God is going to bless me. And if I continue being in the present,
yes,
God is going to bless me. Let's not worry. That's all freaking thoughts.
That's right.
That are all lies.
Yeah.
All
amazing.
The time about anything. Jesse, thank you so much, man. For real, for real. Like, I love you, man. I thank you because I had somebody in this life to give me a little light. And you've given me that light, man. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Lee, you stay with it. You stay present. Go to work. You go, as you know, as you've already said, it's only going to get better. Stay with it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I believe that. Well, thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Thank you.
God bless.
You
all
too.
Right, bye.
Amazing. All you got to do is overcome, you got to overcome anger, resentment, and stay out of the darkness of your imagination. Stay present. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Sion, good morning. Son, your guest from before, Nick Fuentes guy, he is going on the deep end, Jesse. And he is Israel-hating conspiracy theorist. Is he still living in his mom's basement? Asks Sion.
I'm not sure where he lived now, and I wish him well. I don't know what's going on, but I wish him well. And good morning, Sion. What the? Amazing.
Calvin in Ohio, Matthew 18:3, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Born again, baby Christian. You're welcome.
Repeat that.
Become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Oh,
that means baby Christian. So says Calvin in Ohio.
That's how they came with the idea of a baby Christian?
I don't know.
That doesn't mean
right
baby
to me.
Christian. What the?
But when, thank you, sir.
When Christ said that, he was speaking to adults. And because he knew that they didn't know, they didn't understand, right? Even the adult was little children. Amazing. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd here again. I can hear Tony now. Jesse, Jesse, how the heck are you in the beautiful America? We have the Democrat take back these seats and going to finally stick it to Trump. Come on, bro. Keep it real. Don't run, man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Mio is a cute dog. I started using because of time on people in my everyday life, and I've been able to get tons more done. Why can't we use because of time on the blacks?
I rest my case. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Right on. Thank you.
So Wednesday's nobody, now a monthly supporter.
Right on. Amazing. Appreciate the support. We need the help. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy went on a Rumble rant. New Jersey over here has collapsed too. the dummies who voted for her can't see the destruction that's coming their way, going to build a micro city. And Jesse, I want you to be the elder of it.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Let me know.
Five from Samantha. Hi, Jesse. I forgave my parents a few years ago. Things have changed in a very good way, having a sense now of how to be in the present. But at the same time, I like astrology a lot, and I do rituals to cleanse myself with special herbal baths. And I do notice those activities benefits after I do them. How do I look at that? How do you look at that? Am I riding two horses at the same time, or is it a path I can walk on it and by myself? Asks Samantha.
Oh, break it down.
She forgave her parents, and things have changed. She's being present, trying to be gets a sense of how to be present, but at the same time, she's into astrology and herbal baths to cleanse herself. And so is that okay? Is she riding two horses at the same time, trying to follow two gods?
I don't know. Call me if you can. 888-775-3773. Or make it a little clearer on the Super Chat. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Five from Eric. Steps to invisibility. One, relax. Two, watch. Three, don't judge. Four, accept what is.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, Black Excellence Wednesday. Come on, man. Hump day, says Anthony.
Amazing. Thank you.
OG2ENV sent one gift membership on JC Lee Peterson channel.
Right on. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska explains they launch a rocket over water. This is over on punchy.tv, watching live. In case they have to orbit it, it doesn't abort the launch. It doesn't scatter debris all over civilization. SMH.
Thank you, Jim. Making that clear. Thank you.
And heat, Jesse, if a pack of unclean swine, pig emoji, ran up in your house and trampled through every room and destroyed your property, would you just observe them and do nothing? Or would you take authority over them and command them to get out and run them out?
I rest my case. Amazing.
Five from Eric, five more. You don't need mushrooms, for example, psychedelics, to heal the PTSD from soldiers, veterans. If you want to heal your trauma, eat a big bag of Stop Thinking.
That's right. Drop those thoughts. Arizona L would be fine. Believe me. Amazing.
Only love matters. Karen. Hey. Can you elaborate or explain the Holy Spirit, please and thanks? All the best, Karen.
The Holy Spirit is your teacher. It's a spirit from God, and it's inside of you, and it will teach you all things. But you got to stop listening to the lie. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. But he's your teacher. It's amazing. Thank you.
Aztec says to Karen, A, Holy Spirit, is what you will have when you die to self and turn from sin instead of living with the mess of a spirit in you. So suggests Aztec.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tabriga with a dancing, celebrating, sweating lemon with a body with scrunched eyes celebrating sticker. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the supporters on the D-Live crew, of course. And King Alpha Nerd here again. And to be fair, Wanda Sykes is a lesbian, but her wife, quote unquote, is white, I believe. So I'm not surprised she said that mess, says King Alpha Nerd.
Double standard in America today. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, also known as Richard in Germany, may God continue to bless the Bond mission and team. The best show on this side of heaven. Stay with it. Love from this brother in Germany.
Right on. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty. Hey, Jesse, didn't God say if you don't work, then you don't eat? Yes. But the blacks act like they don't have to work but want to eat.
Well, they don't have to now. The government take care of them. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Let me go to Los Angeles and talk to, is it Devon? Donovan.
Yeah, Donovan.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
All right. So, Jesse, I wanted to call in specifically about your question, if you can.
Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. It's something I've been dealing with and trying to think about. But when you asked the question, it actually made me realize that that is something I should be working towards. But I've been dealing a lot with, like, judging myself and judging others because of them judging me. So then I instantly want to judge them back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I do.
I feel like generally I just want to be friends with everybody. But, like, you know, one thing that's been bothering me is I was doing some work for somebody in their yard, working pretty hard for them. I'm going to college. And, you know, none of the other men in the house would get out there and do the yard for the woman in the house. So I did the yard. I didn't do it thinking, oh, you know, I'm better than them. But later on, I kind of realized, hey, they're calling me lazy as I'm working in the yard. You know, and I read in the Bible that, like, when somebody says false things about you, you know, you should just let it go and be blessed. I don't really understand the full concept.
Don't hate them for it.
Don't hate them for it. That's really something that I've dealt with. And then one other thing is I went out to a job interview yesterday. I say hi to somebody. They don't say hi back to me. I kind of feel like, what the heck, you know? then I sit down, and this nice lady with weave, very long hair, comes, sits down next to me, flaps her hair right into my face. And I'm just like, should I say something? What should I, is it? And I kind of felt like it's because I'm a white guy, right? Because I'm the only white guy there.
She was
flaps
black.
Her hair into my face. Yes, she was.
Oh,
and
okay.
I just wanted to know, how should I feel about that? Obviously, I didn't say anything to her. I didn't act upset.
This is an important question. Are you able to call me back on this tomorrow? And I'll take your call as soon as you call in?
Surely, I will. Yeah, I'll call you back tomorrow.
Okay, call me tomorrow.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. I am so out of time. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Then at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Leave everybody else in their misery. You work on you. And wish other people well. Let them live the life they want. That's on them. All right? And I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for your support and all of that. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. It's some informed too at 7 p.m., but Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. And to the callers, I am totally out of time. Amazing. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits
Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?